We are on Build a Better Business. And for the month of November, we were talking about podcasting, but we're going to segue just a minute today because Sherry is getting ready to launch an actual challenge. Now, Sherry, tell us about your challenge. Is it a 5-day, 5-week, or what do you have in mind for your challenge?
Sure. I am going to do a Monday through Friday evening challenge for K-2 teachers. And the challenge is called the Roadmap to Hacking Dysgraphia.
Okay.
So if I have permission to share.
Yes, I just made you the co-host, so you should have all the capabilities of sharing your screen.
And so the first thing I did with my coach to set up this challenge was to create, I want screen two.
First of all, let me kind of set the stage a little bit for those that are listening in or maybe listening to this later, is that I have a little course on how to create a 5-day challenge, a 5-day master or 5-session course, mastermind, challenge, you know, whatever you want to do to kind of get started. But we have a friend, and I'm going to let Sherry tell you about him because the tide rises all ships. We have a friend who has a very in-depth program that he teaches you in a lot more detail, all of the nuts and bolts on how to launch a challenge once you're ready to do that. Not everyone is ready to jump into his program because there is a cost factor not only to taking his program, but then there's a cost factor to getting the platform that he's using. And so when I teach it, I teach you how to do it with free stuff, like with Zoom or whatever. But you have to kind of know your way around a little bit on launching something like that and kind of get your sea legs, as I like to say, because if you've not done one before, you're trying to make all the parts and pieces fit together. Whereas with Brandon's program, it's kind of a business in a box. It's kind of a challenge in a box. Everything comes that you need to do your challenge. But Sherry is finding just a hint of a disconnect because he works a lot with authors and speakers. And Sherry's content is a lot more specific just to her audience. And then her audience is a lot smaller than what many of us are trying to reach. And so she's finding just a little bit of a disconnect in his program on narrowing it down to that small of an audience and that tight of a niche. So just keep that in mind. And again, if you're like me, the pocketbook sometimes rules what I can and cannot do. Sometimes it looks great, but I just can't afford to jump in the deep end to do a challenge. Now, a challenge is not my big ticket. When we talk and build a better business, you know, where we talk about, you know, you're having your VPS and then your story and then serving, and then we go on through our products. A challenge is not one of my big products. And so I did not want to spend a lot of money on a program like Brandon's because that's not my big ticket. But if that's going to be your big ticket item, then by all means, look at a challenge in a box like Brandon has, because it does the sales funnels, it does all of it for you. And you can advertise. He's got all of the ads, and you can advertise on Facebook ads or Google ads. And he's got all of it perfected already for you. So you don't have to go in and create all of that stuff yourself. He has a lot of it created, and all you have to do is edit it to make it yours. So with that
Hello,
said,
Debbie.
Yes. Hi, Debbie. So with that said, the first step for those of you that are on this call is to decide whether you want to do a challenge as your big ticket item or whether you're doing a challenge on the top end of your funnel as a way to attract a lot of your freebies. If you're going to attract your free, now you can use his, by all means, you can use it all the way through. You can do a freebie challenge. You can then, you know, do a mid-range price challenge, and you can have it as your high price. You can do all three. But if you're only going to do a mastermind or a challenge at the top end of your funnel, personally, I would hesitate to spend the money to get his full-blown program unless you're going to make it your big ticket item. Now, there are companies out there, there are folks out there that they are making all their money off of their big challenges. That's their big ticket item. And if that's your plan, then by all means, I'm going to let Sherry talk about it in a minute. By all means, tap into a program like that, but just don't overextend yourself financially. So I'll say that, and then I'll turn it over to Sherry and Sherry, tell us a little bit about Brandon and what he does, and then show us what you're doing with his program.
So Ruth has already done this as well. So yes. Ruth can probably fill in some more gaps because I'm nowhere near finished with this whole process. So he really has this, he has 97 videos. I mean, it's unreal. 97 videos on how to do a challenge. Yes, it's very overwhelming. And he encourages you to get all this done in 30 days. And it's, very overwhelming. But my problem has been because I have the very small crowd, I need continuing ed. It is different than Ruth, who is a relationship coach, who has a little bit more broad a topic. And so part of my problem has been breaking it down into small bite-sized chunks. And one of the first things I realized by listening to him is breaking it down into bite-sized chunks. So he gave me this little model that I'm going to share with you. And I want you to go through it with me. So you got to watch me. Debbie?
She's there.
So first one is you're going to point to yourself. I'm going to tell my story.
Okay.
I'm going to relate it to you. So you want to point to you. Okay. Point to you. There's my. Then we're going to make a point. And that point is like your learning objective, your whatever that thing is that you are trying to get across. Then it's they, and that's where you're scanning out to the world. So you're relating this learning objective to what all of them are doing now. And then you add a quote. And I don't remember what his motion is for quote. And then you want to declare the change. So he's IU point they quote declaration. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to him talk to me about this. And I went, oh, dang it. And listening to his instruction on how to write up the workbook for the challenge, I went, oh, dang it. So without further ado, I'm going to share my screen again. And so he shares with you a couple different words: boot camp, challenge, roadmap. Ruth, you can probably put in a couple other words if you remember. Had a whole bunch of different things, and when it hit roadmap, it was like that. Oh, that is making so much more sense to me than anything else.
Well, that goes with your website already, Sherry. That just fits right in.
And so I did have some coaching on the graphic here, but we have the roadmap here. We have that. The whole no pencil required is part of my lingo. So that had to be on the first page. And then he actually shares with you a script on how to write an introduction, what to put on this page for the schedule. I mean, yes, you have to create your own, but this is where it got really interesting. Is I was sharing too much information. And so I needed to think about the audience, and he likes the fill in the blank model. Uh-huh. And so I went through and I created all of these fill in the blanks. And yes, there's a lot of blanks on that page, but I did it for a reason, because I don't want to give away these answers down here before I'm ready. And then I will go over them with the audience. And then there's another page of them. So then we have homework. And with the homework, it's more of that you and they mentality where you're really trying to pull them in to answer that. So creating almost like discussion questions to go with whatever it is that you are teaching is a good thought process here. And then after you have the homework, then you can go on to day two. And then let me page down all a little bit further, because you don't really need to know the material that I'm teaching. And then he always recommends a notes page. Let's connect. Mm-hmm. And I included my key characteristics of my business. And I closed with some testimonials, and I've made the testimonials in two different colors because they were two different products that I was doing testimonial on here. So that was the first step. Then the second step.
Is this something that's downloadable, Sherry, for your students? They can actually download.
This isn't currently in Canva. And as soon as I do this, I can download it as a PDF and then put it on my website back end.
Okay. So that's your intent, is it's going to be downloadable for your students to print.
Right.
So that they can fill in those blanks as you're teaching.
Right. Okay. And then the next one of the other things that he did, and I'm not sure how detailed Ruth got with this one, because his program is plug and play, but I knew I needed a little bit more than that. This is not the right one. Not the right. This is the one that I wanted to show you. My landing page is going to be a little bit different than his. I'll get back to the beginning here. So I had to create a logo. So your approval, girls, you like my logo?
I do. Very nice.
And this is a lot of where my, some of the details I was able to copy and paste, but like there's no room on his stuff to put this quote. And I was very determined to have this quote. And something that makes my stuff marketable to specific people are some of the actual terms. These four terms right here are directly out of the dyslexia standards. So I was trying to incorporate those. So I am not quite sure how it's all going to plug and play into his stuff. So we're going to see, because that's one of my next steps. And so I lay it out, and it makes it easier on my son if I lay it out like this, because then he can go, okay, that goes on that page, that goes on the next section of the website. So this landing page was a lot longer than I've ever had a landing page before. I mean, we're going all the way to
I'd like to ask Ruth. Ruth, do you remember how long yours was when you did your funnel landing page for your challenge? Do you remember how long it was?
I mean, we're still talking. It goes to page to slide 34 for me.
I don't think there's a couple of questions that you guys are asking. And I think what Sherry's doing with Brandon, it's totally different than what I did.
Oh, okay.
The landing page was pretty long. In fact, this is just me. I think I'm beginning to think that's not me.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't like his landing page.
It's too salesy. Uh-huh. So I'm not there yet. I'm working on some other stuff, but I'm thinking I'll probably simplify it.
Well, and again, Michael look over it again and go, okay, this is repeating itself a little bit more than I need it to repeat, which is one of the things that I felt about it.
Keep in mind, we all get online, we all get on social media, and I've clicked on some things that I was like, oh, I'm interested in that. Or you've Googled something and all of a sudden, because of the cookies, this starts showing up in your feed. And so I'm like, oh, I'll check that out. And sometimes those landing pages, those funnels, those sales pages, they do get kind of long. And I occasionally feel myself thinking, just get to the point. Or what's the price? Just tell me the price so I know whether I can move on or I can keep reading.
And you know why they do that? It's because a lot of times, if we see the price up front, we're going to say, oh, I'm not interested. But they pull you along. And so they think, oh, I really do want that. And I'm willing to pay more for it because of that. Yes.
I get it. They're giving it more credibility as they unfold the facts and the testimonials and everything down that funnel, down that landing page. As that unfolds, you start to tell yourself, this does sound like something I really want, and the price really doesn't matter. And right. So again, I get that.
Ruth did a free challenge mm-hmm. with Brandon. I'm considering doing one for $47 so I can guarantee the continuing ed.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yep, I get that.
And then my VIP, I'm gonna upsell to $197. But that's part of the reason I'm thinking that the challenge is gonna be $47 is so we can give continuing ed. I'm not giving continuing ed away for free.
Right.
Well, and neither is anyone else. Yeah, if you look at the market that you're in for teachers are paying continuing ed. It's like me with my background in cosmetology. I did some cosmetology courses and I did charge for those. But the first thing I had to do is I had to go online and I had to kind of see what the market would bear. I had to kind of see what are other institutions doing for the continuing ed? What are they charging? Because if I overcharged, I wasn't going to get a very big number unless I had this really wow content. And what I know, and again, I try to enter the conversation in the heads of the folks that are taking my stuff. And what I know about cosmetologists is that they wait till the last minute. And I don't know why the Board of Cosmetology does this, but they require the renewal in January, right after the holidays. And every cosmetologist has just worked massive amount of hours in November and December, getting all their customers done for holiday parties. And the last thing they want to do is sit in a classroom in January because they're just exhausted and they don't want to overpay. They don't want to sit. It's all those things. And so the last thing they're going to do is pay way too much to take their continuing ed because they're a little aggravated at that point. They even have to do because they had no time to do continuing ed the last quarter of the year because they were so busy. Now they have to do it. And like everyone else, we wait till the last minute. And I get that. So again, you have to try to enter the conversation in the minds of your audience. What is going to make them happy? What's going to make them say, yes, I want to take this challenge? So I get that. Now, again, I love Brandon. I know a ton of folks that are in his circle that is in his program. And Sherry, if you're on the call, I'm sure you see how many folks are in it. And it's great information. But don't overextend yourself unless you're really prepared to make it a pretty big ticket item for yourself. That's just my recommendation. That's just me. Thoughts on that? Anyone else have any thoughts on that? Yes, Debbie.
Sherry, you said how he wants you to break it down into bites. And then you did the, I'm not sure, 5-6 points. And
so what he recommends is up to 8 points every day.
So could you go through that list again? Just say what it was. You said, I point you.
Oh, that one.
Yes.
Yeah. I just closed the page. Hold on.
Sorry.
Great. It was after that. Yeah, I can find it again. It was I, you, point, they, quote, declare. I remembered it.
Good job.
So if you had to fill those in, how would you fill in the I, you, point, they, quote, declare? What would you say there?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Sherry.
Okay, so I was a struggling therapist. I didn't know what to do to help my students. one of the things that I was trying to do was collaborate more with teachers. Teachers, do you understand what it's like to be a therapist coming into your classroom and you are so busy that I can't talk to you?
Mm.
And you don't have the time to talk because you have all this pressure and all these standards that you have to create.
Mm-hmm.
We need to create collaboration, my point. We need to create collaborative environments. We are doing things at the same time for the same purpose. Then a quote would be like the one that I was putting up on the top of the webpage there. And then join my 5-day challenge because I want to share with you where some of the problems with dysgraphia are and something that you can do to that's quick and simple and easy to create a better collaborative environment with an OT.
Wow.
Wow, that's good, Terry.
You just mentioned the page with the quote on it. When I was reading it, when you make the slide bigger, does it show who was the person that did the quote?
Yeah, it's there. It's from the International Dyslexia Association. It's there from their manual on the current knowledge and standards page.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure maybe you didn't forget to give credit.
Oh, it's there.
Good.
It's longer than the quote.
No, I love that. And again, he has great stuff. And if you're thinking that you want to monetize it into one of your higher ticket items, then it's one of the ways to go. But Sherry and I, we were just discussing that he uses a particular platform to do all of this on, and he would like you to join his platform in order to make it easier, because that's where all of these templates are for you, is on his platform, and there is a price for that. So just know that in advance.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that I want to buy into it for that price.
Sherry, did you just do the 5-day challenge he put out there?
Yes.
Okay.
I was watching it to because I was already taking some of the stuff that he is sharing. So I was already working on it. And so I was watching him deliver it this time. So I was used doing it from the lens of watching. I did it last month. Just FYI, he does it once a month.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So I'm not sure when it'll be in December. And he does it at noon. My clientele can't do something at noon.
Yeah.
I have to do mine at 7:30 at night. My clientele is global. So one of the things that I'm looking at is what time is it where the person is? And I have to back it all the way up to 7:30 so that teachers in California are already out of school.
Yeah.
And 11 a.m., it hits 11 a.m. in Australia. So I'm not sure if they'll be able to come or not, but it does hit 11 a.m. in Australia for the same time.
Can you do a recording?
It's recommended. Yeah, you do a recording.
So now, again, your recording is probably going to be a replay that you're going to upsell into a VIP ticket so they can get the replay. So if somebody can't make it for whatever reason, they can still sign up and they can follow through on the replays, which is still going to make them feel like they're a mm-hmm. part of the group, because they're going to get it, you know, like the same day or the very next day mm-hmm. after the episode. It's not like they're listening to a recording that was done 6 months ago.
Right. It's also that the platform that I have my courses on is making a huge change in the way they deliver courses on December 8th. So that is kind of mandated when I am doing. I have pushed mine to December 12th, which makes me a little nervous, but it can also be just a practice run and seeing like where the little glitches are and encouraging people that I know to come and listen to what the 5-day challenge looks like to execute it. So I will ask for your help on December 12th that week, and just to be there and taking notes from a critique standpoint. And then we could talk about it after the fact on here.
I love that. I love that. We all are at the place where, you know, nothing really happens until, you know, we sell something, until we make some money. So if we were going to mastermind this together today, Sherry, I'm going to ask you a very pointed question. What is the item or what is the product that you have that actually makes you the most money? Because testing and measuring is incredibly important when you're building a business. And so what is the one thing that makes you the most?
Okay. So that was one of those things that he created a huge challenge in my brain as I was going through this. Plus then I had this thing from the from Mighty Networks that was making that change. That's not the bonuses. Where are the bonuses? I'm trying to find the offer section. I'm not finding it right here at the moment. Anyway, so that was one thing. He recommends instead of doing a product, you have four products in your offer and two bonuses, and then they have to sign up by a certain time to get the bonuses for the main thing. And then you can have additional bonuses for VIP. So to answer your question, I have actually been doing a lot of rethinking about my platform with Mighty Networks. I'm actually going to have one offer inside Mighty Networks as of December 8th or 9th, or whenever we can actually get it finished. Right now I have four tiers. After the 8th, I'm going to have two tiers, one free and one paid.
Okay.
Paid area is right now it's $500. And I am meshing all this stuff together into one thing. And I've been like playing around with, do I raise the price in 2023? I also want to teach people about this. So I'm very hesitant, even though I'm probably still going to be in a way losing money for this program. And I'm also looking at making my big ticket item outside of it be when I'm doing keynote speaking. And that being a different basically a different topic that's going to lead into that they have to finish their education inside the platform. If you get what I'm saying. So the product is I am taking all the components, all the little courses that are inside and they're all going to be available. So I have a toolkit, I have a method, I have an introductory course to my protocol. And I have a mastermind and master classes that go with it. So those are the things that are inside. The bonuses are going to be something that they can't get inside there. And I'm still playing around a little bit with what that means, but one of them being that the VIP will be available ongoing, and I'm not quite sure how that's going to look. I think that's going to stay outside Mighty Networks onto my website.
Okay. So it'll be maybe a membership thing where they can sign in somehow and get this extra VIP information.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure how it's all going to work. It's also one of the things we did last time is limited time. For the challenge itself. And so Michael can do that very easily within the platform.
Does everybody understand what she's saying about limited time? It's where you make it only available, like only good for five more days or only good for so many more hours. And what it does is it motivates your readers to make a decision.
Yeah. And the free, the main session is always limited. It's just, do I make the VIP ongoing? Michael doesn't want to have the extra work. So I think it's going to only be available for a month after the event, and then it's going to go away. So it's going to go away in time for the next one.
Okay.
So that the VIPs are really geared to whoever just did it.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm always thinking about passive income. Had you considered your folks that pay for a VIP, putting them into a membership site where they can
continue? Well, that's where my course is. It's a membership site.
Okay. Okay. So they can continue to get value there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the membership sites because it has folks, re-upping either every month or every year or however you have it set up.
Yeah. We have it set up monthly and annual. So that's $499.99 or $499.99. So they save 17% if they join for the annual amount.
For the year, yeah.
And my goal for that is to have 20 people by next December, to have 20 people joining the membership site around every month. My ideal would be to have a lot more than that, but also if I'm going to continue to include the mastermind piece in there, I'm not going to be able to handle more than 20 a month.
I'm a big proponent of knowing what your freedom number is. So once you know what that, work with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says, so know what that freedom number is that you need to reach, and then do the math backward and see how many you need in there to reach that number. Sherry's doing the math.
I just figured out how I'm resolving that problem.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you. Because that's going to resolve one of the other problems that I have. Okay. I have to confer with Michael to find out if it's going to fly.
Yeah. You have to know what the goal is first. And then once you have the goal, then you have to develop the plan on how you're going to reach the goal. But you have to know what the goal is. Because how do you know what plan to put together if you don't know what the goal is? And so come up with that freedom number. And I just spoke on this Wednesday night to a local real estate investors group go back and look through your bank account. And what is it that you're spending every month? Don't go over the top, but make your life comfortable. If you like Netflix, then put the next Netflix in your freedom number. If you like, having pizza every Friday night, then put the pizza in your freedom number. But once you come up with what that monthly freedom number is, that's your goal. Now you have to start deciding what is your plan on how you're going to reach that goal, how are you going to monetize what it is that you're doing so that that money comes in month after month after month, and you no longer have to stress about how you're going to pay the rent, the car, the pizza, the Netflix, all the stuff that make your life yours. So, mm-hmm. But you have to know what that number is. Does everybody know their freedom number? No? Go back through your...
I kind of have an idea what it is, but I can't say exactly, but...
Yeah. The point is, what did you say, Sherry?
About 3,000.
Yeah, that's a good number because so many folks go, oh, if I win the lottery, then I'm going to do this. Okay, well, that's not a goal and that's not a plan. Or if I just had $1 million, well, it doesn't take $1 million. So, erase that. You have to know what your actual freedom number is. And the best way to do that is to go back 6 months into your bank account and go through the last 6 months and see what you're actually spending every month, for the lifestyle that you like to live. And I'm not talking, trips to Disney World every month. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about big Christmas gifts that maybe you do this time of year. I'm talking about just if you were sick and could not get out of bed, how much money would you have to pay your current expenses every month? If you were not able to do anything at all, what kind of income would you have to have coming into your household? And then look at all of your income sources. If you've got some retirement income, count that. as already done, you know, check mark that part off. If you, if you're collecting Social Security already, count that. You know, if you have a job that you've worked for 2 years that you're planning on working for the next 2 years, count that. You know, if you're already doing an MLM, possibly like Debbie is, or like Estella is, and if you've already got a base there of money that's coming, go ahead and count that towards your freedom number. That's just that much that you don't have to now, you know, make up. Go ahead and count those numbers. You know, I've got some rental income. I can go ahead and count my rental income. So once you know how much short, whatever it is that you're short on your freedom number, that's now is what you have to create a plan on how to create enough passive income to take care of that. And then after that, and here's the best part. Once you reach that, then you're free to dream. See, because you know that the rent and the car payment and the groceries and the Netflix, you know, that's going to be paid. So now you can say, maybe I could start working on, you know, being a public speaker and traveling around the country, giving my message, you know, see, now you can take that next step and start dreaming a little bigger. But it's hard to dream any bigger if you don't have the basics covered. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Because we always circle back to make sure those basics are covered. And so that's the first step, is to make sure that you've got the passive income coming in. And, you know, Mark retired as a school teacher. He made different decisions than what I made. He has a retirement coming in every month, whether he gets out of bed or not. And he has that freedom. He can decide whether he wants to fly his airplane that day or do nothing at all that day, because he has that teacher retirement coming in every month. But again, he took that before he and I met. So if something happens to him, I don't get any of that. So that's why I had to get busy and create my own retirement. And so that's why it's so important to me. And it was a struggle getting to that freedom number and reaching my goals, but I have. So I'm happy with that. So anyway, with that said, Sherry is doing a great job working with Brandon. And Sherry, if you want to put in the chat, do you have a link for him if anybody wants to connect with Brandon? Because by all means, if it's that's
on where you want to... Facebook Growing Entrepreneur.
What is it called?
On Facebook, he's Growing Entrepreneur.
Okay, Growing Entrepreneur. All right. And I will put that in the information on the replay of this particular video, because if anyone wants to connect with him again, the tide rises all ships. And if somebody wants to take his program, by all means, you know, go through, check it out, you know, see if it's something that's going to work for you. Okay. So today, our project for the month of November was podcasting. And so our homework assignment was to have a podcast platform chosen for today. So who has a podcast platform? Sherry, I know you do. Give us a little bit of background about how you came about choosing yours and what one you chose and why.
Like I said before, I have Mr. Tech. Mr. Tech did all the legwork. The one that I was considering doing is not the one we...
We have no reason to reinvent the wheel, Sherry. So we're just going to watch what you're doing.
Yeah, I wasn't waiting. I was not prepared for you to say that one. That's all right. I'm getting it up here. So sharing my screen again. So I use Transistor.fm. So copy. Where's that chat box? Why did I choose this one? Because when I looked at the distribution, I go down the page and it was open to 18 different resources. So it has the RSS feed, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, Audible, Podcast Addict, Deezer, Player FM, Podcast Index, Podchaser, Listen Notes, Overcast, Podcasts, Castro, Castbox, Good Pods, Stitcher, TuneIn, and I don't know. I don't have that said. Public Radio, Pandora, iHeart, YouTube, and SoundCloud. And it doesn't look like I am. I'm syncing to SoundCloud, and that is okay. I'm doing okay. And let me hit my overview and let's see where I am today. 531. So then when I go down here and I look at the analytics, oops, I got to go into more details on my analytics. It tells me how many of each episode people are listening to, and I can change that based on all time. It tells me where people are listening, Apple Podcasts being like the number one everywhere, right? And down here, it's telling me what kind of devices. Mobile, desktop, mobile browser, desktop app, other, smart home. Over here, iOS, Android, Windows, Mac, other, Chrome, and Sonos. So remember, my clientele are school teachers. How many of the of them have Google Classroom? A lot of them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are working off with it. Students are working off Chromebooks, and they're working off some kind of compatible device. So that my thing for Windows and iOS are so high, it probably has some reflection on where they're listening. They probably are not listening in school. They're probably listening before or after school on their phone. And then it breaks down and it tells me where people are. And when I open up this button here, it tells me what states they're in. So Pennsylvania is actually number 3. Where is Ohio? I know it's on there. You guys are down there. Kansas.
What's your number one, Sherry?
California, I think it is.
Wow.
California and Texas. And that makes total sense because Texas is making a lot of changes with the dyslexia standards. And so is California is doing some really crazy things just in general. But when you look at some of like, okay, so I have to close that, I guess, to get the other. Oh, no. Okay. No. Yeah, there it goes. So then my second one is Australia, then Canada, Malaysia, United Kingdom. Now Germany and Switzerland are new. Mexico is new. Lithuania, like I look at these things and I go, whoa, Finland is new for me. Where's Isle of Man?
I don't know. Let me look that
okay.
up.
Okay. And then another thing that's unique to Transistor, Kathy, tell me if you have this one. And I only entered 2 people so far, but the people that have been on my podcast, I can actually put a bio on for each one of those. I just haven't finished them all.
Isle of Man is a picturesque island in the British Isles, sitting in the Irish Sea between the islands of Great Britain and Ireland.
Oh, well, there we go.
There you go.
So
it's a part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah. So I can add everybody who has been on the podcast with their complete bio, and then that gets attached to a specific episode. And then I didn't put my own up here, but I can put my own up there, and I can put my co-host for the podcast. And then where did the mouse go again? Social links. I have all my social links already linked here. I guess I could put Discord on there, but I don't really have, but I didn't do that. And then it integrates with all of these fabulous Zapier and all kinds of stuff. And they offer that you can make your own website right there.
But once you upload an episode, then if you had your contacts entered in, you could actually email it out right through that platform.
Yeah, I could.
Okay.
So, but Michael has made my a website outside their platform. We're emailing, having people, when I send out emails and things like that, I'm sending them to my website versus, and that's why I'm getting a lot of stuff that's listened to on a web-based mobile, a web-based browser, because they're going to the website.
Very good. I love that. Now, what is the cost of your particular platform?
It's $20 a month.
Okay, that's not bad. Not for everything that you get. That's not bad at all.
Mm-mm. No.
Not bad at all.
No. So that was one of the choices. The one that I was considering was Buzzsprout. What's nice about Buzzsprout is it digs a little bit deeper into the analytics. There is a way for me, and I haven't asked Michael to like really dig down deep with and do this with me yet, but there is a way for me to get on the back end of Spotify, and then Spotify has a lot of that additional demographics. So it'll break down ages of people, sex, more details about location, and some of their listening desires, I believe, is in Spotify. I just haven't gone there and taken the time to look at those analytics yet.
Very good. I love it. I love
it. Now, if you want to do something for free, go to Anchor.
Yes.
As long as you have under 10,000 downloads, you're good. It's when you get over 10,000 downloads that it starts to cost you money.
But again, not a lot, but Anchor still, they have a pretty decent price point even once you reach that.
So that was another consideration, was to go with Anchor, which was free. What's nice about Anchor is you hit their record button on their app. You record your podcast while you're sitting here talking and you hit send. But I wanted to do some editing because of the platform I'm on. So I also do that, the editing thing. And I don't know if anybody heard me talk about that, but I use a program called Descript. Mm-hmm. Kathy, I gave you that link the last time. That way I don't have to look it up again.
What was it called?
Descript.
Descript. It's an editing software.
And what's nice is you can at the exact same time, you're editing your transcript, your audio, and your video file. And it will now allow you to make things like for TikTok, so you can add stuff onto your video and things like that. But I haven't gone that route. All I've done is at this point with the script is edited my audio, my transcript and my audio file, got that sent off to where it needs to go. And then I upload it then back into Transistor. And in Transistor, I can upload my transcript. There was a spot, like I didn't show you that screen, but there's a spot that I can upload my transcript as well. Okay, Estelle, it's your turn. Where's your podcast?
Well, number one, I don't have a podcast, but I did look at what I would use. And the two that I looked at, one was the Buzzsprout. Uh-huh. And the other one was the RSS.com. Since I don't know a lot about how to set it up and all of that, I need to work on what is my script for getting on someone else's to share what I have. But I did look at platforms that as a possibility. But I'm going to look at this Anchor, since you said it was free, because I don't want to spend money that, you know, and I got to get in the game to learn. But at the same time, let me, you know, try it out.
So what was the deciding factor? Had to do with Michael and technology. Transistor has a more robust API. And that's the only reason we went with the more expensive one, was the robust API.
Now, what do you mean by API? Artificial? No.
No. I don't know what API stands for. It has to do with linking that unique file into your website and other places. So that was the reason Michael chose that one over Buzzsprout, is they had a more robust API.
Okay. It's an integration platform that's built in so that you can integrate it, like with Sherry, where it goes to so many more channels out there. Whereas my Audio Boom, I'm paying about $10 a month. It's $9.99, and it only goes to about 8 other platforms. So it's not as robust as the one Sherry's chosen, but I'm only paying $9.99 for mine.
Okay.
And one of the things about Buzzsprout, and I haven't looked at the back end since I didn't go that route, but what I've seen and I've heard about it is theirs is the second most robust API out there.
Okay. And theirs is like, it starts at $12 per month.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Now this one is mine. And so as soon as I upload, and I can upload right here, I just, you know, click upload. And then once I do a recording on Zoom and it gives me the link for the audio video, and then it'll give me a second link for audio only, I just scoot the audio over and drop it. I just click on it, scoot it over here and unclick, and it just drops it right in. And as soon as it does that, it automatically uploads it right here. And so it then automatically will put it over on Apple. Remember, Sherry's Apple was her big one. That was the one she was getting a lot of listeners. My Audio Boom also shares with Apple Podcast. It also has the RSS feed, the Spotify, the Amazon Music, the iHeart Player FM, Podcast Addict. Now, I can add, I believe they said, and I'll have to research this, I believe I can add up to a total of 12 other channels besides my Audio Boom. And I've only got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I only have 7 here. And in the article that I read about Audio Boom, I can have 12. So I could choose some more to put there. And it gives a little overview about me, my little bio here, and then it has all of the different episodes. And so there's all the episodes that I've done.
What do your analytics look like?
Let's see if it'll let me share. I'm down 61% my preceding 7 days. And again, Sherry and I had a conversation. I need to make my titles a little more catchy, if you will. But I was looking to see if it tells me where my folks are from. That was kind of interesting on hers. And I'm looking to see if mine will load. See here on the 16th, nobody listened. Oh, look at this. I have India. 57.1% listens in India. United States, 42.9. This is interesting. Look at this.
Delhi.
Oklahoma City, of all places, 14%. Is that interesting or what?
Yeah.
So
Go ahead, Sherry. What was your question first, Sherry?
I wonder where the unknown city is.
I don't know. It just says unknown because look, it's 28.6. Maybe it's just several small ones. They just group into that category, cities that don't show up. But that surprises me. The top country is India. That surprises me. So now again, I'm doing a lot of real estate stuff. And so it could be that's where a lot of that's coming from. But then when I come down here, here are the devices. It's desktop, mobile, tablet. And I don't know what this is. JIOSAAVN. I have no idea what that is.
That would be from India. That's the Indian platform.
And then other apps. So, I'm getting, it looks like I need to focus. Hey, maybe I can take a travel trip to India. Anyway, I need to start connecting.
I don't think we're going as a group. Sorry.
There we go. So anyway, that just gives you an idea a little bit about how you can use this information to grow your business. Because when you're building your business, organically, you never know where it's going to go. You never know where it's going to go. When I look at my ins and outs of opening a B&B podcast, that particular podcast, just the one for the B&B, I have folks in Africa that are tapping into that one because they want to open Airbnbs all through those little villages over in Africa. And so I had to do a little bit of research because I'm getting some questions on when I do my live Zoom call, I'm having some folks tapping in from Africa and they're asking questions. And so I had to brush up on some of my African continent answers. So You never know. You never know where your business is going to go.
No. Sorry, my buddy came. I see that.
So Estella, did you have any other comments or questions before we move on over?
No, the only question I had was you said you needed to beef up your titles. And I'm like, is there a site or something that you go to get some interesting titles?
Well, yeah, you can go to Google Trends and, you know, type in your topic and then it'll tell you what's trending.
Okay.
You can also use headline analyzer, and that'll tell you how powerful your title is.
Okay, great.
I can find that. That's under.
Okay, we're going to let Sherry look for that. We're already at 1 o'clock. Debbie, how about you? Have you chosen a platform yet?
No. And probably should be doing that. I mean, basically I have HostGator, but I'm sure that.
Well, now that's your blog.
Right. And I'm sure that's not what we're discussing.
Yeah, your blog is going to be the written article. Your podcast is going to be the verbal article where you just have a podcast. What you're doing with Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks is a great podcast. Now you're uploading that entire thing that you're doing it on Zoom, and you'll notice when it spools on Zoom, it's giving you two links. It's giving you an audio video link and it's giving you an audio only link. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
And so what you want to do is take the audio only link and you know how you just click and scoot the audio video one over to your YouTube. You can click and scoot the audio only one over to any podcast platform.
So
I'm going to see if I can see one. Mm-hmm. Got to get my stuff out of the way here. See if it'll let me sign in twice because I'm actually on a Zoom call and I don't know if it's going to let me sign in a second time on Zoom. Yeah,
once I put it over in YouTube, it's not on my Zoom.
Correct. Because see, here it is. Here is where I did, here's where we are right now. We're right now in this call. Here's where I did connections over coffee on Friday, okay? And it says three files. When I come over here and click here and download the three files, here is the text one. The MA4 is the audio only. And the MP4 up here at the top is the audio video. And so all I need, and see, I'm waiting for that audio video one to load. So the MA4 one is just audio only. And look at this. If I take this, can you see, does it still show it under my little arrow there? Does it show the link?
Yes.
You just scoot that over to your audio boom and drop it in. Got to shut that off. It actually loaded. So here is my audio boom. And let me go back to my dashboard. And this is why I like it here. Upload an episode. You see that right there? And watch this. Here's the MA4. You ready? Click. Scoot. Can you see that number going in there?
Yep.
Drop. There it is. So now that and I just want to double check my date so that I know what it is when I come back to it. So Friday was the 18th. So this is November 18. And on November 18, that call was Connections Over Coffee. And it is our time to rise. And so join the conversation as we make deeper connections. Okay. Are you with me so far? All I'm doing now, I went to my pictures. See if it'll, my Zoom call stuff's in the way. Hold on. I had to scoot it around. Okay. So I want my thing there with Carmela. There it is. See if it'll upload it. It didn't upload. Well, maybe it's there it is. And so now I have just uploaded. And are you ready for this? Publish it. My upload is complete. I go back to my dashboard and there it is. And it's processing right now. It's as simple as that. All I did is I took just the MA4, just the audio link, and I just dropped it over into my upload, my audio right here into upload an episode. And so now, instead of having 187 episodes, I'm going to have 188 as soon as that is done processing.
So the recording M4A is for the podcast.
That's for the audio only. That's for your podcast.
Right. Okay.
And the MP4 is the one that you scoot over to your YouTube.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And I know exactly where all of these are in my file for when I did downloaded the MP4.
So that's why I like to use Zoom to do the call, because it automatically gives you the audio version and the audio video version. It automatically gives that to you right here. This is audio only. This is audio video. And then it gives you the text here. So this is, if anybody put anything in the chat, it gives you that. So if you wanted to put that information, you know how I say, oh, put it in the chat and I'll include it in the description. If somebody put something in the chat, I can just copy and paste it right over in this description. See, now here, this one is now processed. And so if I come up here and refresh, it now shows it's processed. So this one is now ready for anybody to listen to. And that was our Connections Over Coffee that we did on Friday.
And how does one get to that?
It's just my channel right here. So you can advertise this URL across all your social media.
And if I wanted to get to the general site to hear different ones, do I just go to Audio Boom? It doesn't say your name.
You can go to Audio Boom and search for me if you want. But if you just search for Kathy Benner, my podcast will come up.
Okay.
The podcast will be there. Everything, you know, if you just search for Kathy Benner, or if you go to the website, what I advertise all the time is I just tell people to go to KathyBenner.com. I just give them my website, and here's my website. And again, let me X out of that to make this bigger. This is my website, and you can either go to, and again, I got to get our little bar out of the way. You can go to the little hamburger up here. If you click on that, you can scroll down and there's the podcast, Freestyle Living. Or from the homepage, if you scroll down, let's say somebody's just checking it out and they're like, oh, what is all this? Okay, she's got these classes, she's got courses, she's got free meetups, she's got masterminds. And if you come down past all of that and private coaching, and then she's got these trips, and then more about Kathy, and they're just scrolling, they're just looking, and it's got, you know, my books and Speakers Bureau, the calendar. And of course, here's where we are, right here on the calendar. And then there's the podcast. And so if they come down to here, they can episodes to get you started. This link here and the one up under the little hamburger takes you to the same place. So if you click on either of those, guess what?
Gotcha. There's
the podcast. Comes right up. So mm-hmm. when somebody says, how can I listen to your podcast? I say, just go to kathybenner.com. How can I see your blog post? Just go to kathybenner.com. How can I see your free meetups? Go to kathybenner.com. How can I find your course? Go to kathybenner.com. How can I join your masterminds? Go to kathybenner.com.
And where are the replay? Where are the replays for these masterminds? I know I've been on it before, but same now thing. That you're.
Yeah. Go to kathybenner.com. Mm-hmm. And I'm just scrolling up on my homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come down, they're all in the same order. Here is the Fit as a Fiddle Plus, and there is the mastermind. Here is the 6 F's of real estate, and there is the mastermind.
Okay.
And here's the ins and outs in the mastermind. Here is the Build a Better Business, which we're in right now. Here's the mastermind. So when you click learn more at $25 a month, when you click on that, it takes you right over to my Teachable. And here's where you enroll. If you're already enrolled, this will say you're already enrolled. It doesn't let you enroll a second time. And then it talks about our mission. This is my sales page. This is that sales funnel we're talking about. This is my sales page. I've got the picture at the top. In this paid mastermind group, participants raise the bar by challenging each other to simply start by implementing goals to create passive income. And then here are our missions: to truly help others create wealth and build a legacy. We love you're considering being a member. Why? Because you have similar interests, blah, blah, blah. When you come on down, it talks about me and then our curriculum, what to expect, about the facilitator, dates and times for upcoming meetups. It says post your homework and links on our social media. There's member contact information, and then it goes into all of the replays. And so right now we're coming down through the replays, and then you can click on it and it simply continues on down. When you get clear to the bottom of the mastermind, it includes the course. Okay, is that helpful?
Yes.
So what I've done is I've pointed everything back to the kathybenner.com because it gets too confusing. And you know this as well as I do. When you're looking for something, how many times have you wanted to jump on something and you're like, where do I find it? I can't find it and I want to jump on. I just point everything back to kathybenner.com. And when you click through, it takes you to wherever and test your buttons. Make sure it takes you, your customer, your reader, make sure it takes them to where you want them to go. So test that. Go through and test your website. But even on my Linktree, which I use as my business card, that's my electronic business card. I like it better than the actual electronic business cards. I like Linktree better. Everything points back to the website. It just takes them right back no matter where they go on Linktree. And I don't know if I can open that up real quick without having to sign in. Sometimes it lets me and sometimes it makes me sign in.
You can also create a page on your website that's like a Linktree.
Yes. I'm always looking for the login. Sometimes it remembers me and sometimes it doesn't. And it's going to make me sign in. I think it'll let me log in. But I use the Linktree and I've opened up the Linktree on my phone. And this is the link right here. And I've opened it up on my phone. And so whenever, I'm out at a networking event and someone says, well, how can I connect with you? I just go to my phone and copy and paste it and text it to them in a text message. So again, anytime you click on any of these links, it automatically takes you back to my website. Yeah.
So you would text them this link. Is that right?
I give them this link right here.
Gotcha.
Right here at the top. Yeah.
You put that link in the chat.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'll copy that. But anyhow, anytime that you, you know, let's say that you want to go to my new book, let's say that you want to go to the ebook, let's say you want to go to the speakers page to get my media kit, let's say you want to go to my podcast, let's say you want to go to my blog, let's say you want to go to a magazine that I'm a freelance contributor for, whatever you click on, it takes you right to wherever you want to go on my Linktree.
And how much is Linktree a month?
This is free.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is free. Because again, I didn't upgrade it. Let me share with you my thoughts on free stuff. When my daughter was getting married, I took her to the wedding dress store, David's Bridal, and she started looking at wedding dresses and she said, "Oh, Mom, I like this one better." And of course it was $1,000 more. And then, "Oh, Mom, I like this one even better." And it was $2,000 more. And, "Oh, this is my favorite one." And it was $5,000 more. And finally I told her, I said, "Jen," I said, "let me share with you, you're going to be the only girl in the room in a wedding dress. If you walked into your wedding in the cheapest dress in this store, you're going to be dressed way beyond anyone else because no one else is going to have on a wedding dress. You're going to be the only one in a wedding dress. So you're going to be beautiful no matter what dress you choose. Do not break the bank on a wedding dress when there's other things that are more important than what you're going to wear for a half an hour." And so she chose a much cheaper one. And of course she was beautiful and her pictures were gorgeous. And there was no other wedding dresses to compare that one to in the room. So when you're doing an electronic business card and you're using the free version of Linktree, they're not comparing your Linktree to all these other electronic business cards in the networking event. They're impressed with the content. Content is king. So when they look at my business card and say, "I can connect with Kathy on a strategy call, I can learn about her initiative where she's donating, I can look at all her events," this takes them right to my calendar. "I can go to her website. I can go to her academy. I can go to her one-on-one coaching. I can find out about the holiday party. I can look at her books. I can look at her media kit. I can check out the podcast, the blog, the magazine she writes for. I can see what other speakers she has in her speakers cabinet." And they don't even have to go to my website. They can go right to my Linktree and it takes them directly to those areas. Now, let's say that I'm doing a big event. This is so easy to edit. So all you do back here, this is where I add a new link and I can add a new link right at the top of my Linktree. If I'm promoting a particular event, I can just add a new link and promote that event and it'll come up. Here's what it shows you what it's going to look like. So right above the talk to Kathy, I can put, you know, event this Saturday, you know, book signing or whatever it is that I want to promote. And I can put it right at the top of my Linktree. And so let's say that now I'm out at networking events and that's what I want to promote that week. I want to promote that thing that week. I would put it at the top of my Linktree. And here's another thing. Let's say that I want to promote my book. And I'm just going to see if it'll let me scroll down here. It's coming. Here is my new co-author book. See this little hand? I can scoop this. See, I can scoop this to the top of my Linktree if I wanted to. If that's what I wanted to promote that week, I can just scoot that link to the top. So you can rearrange the links in your Linktree or add one. And here's the little trash can. Once that event is over, it's so easy to delete. And it's not like updating your website. So you can put those special events right here on Linktree. Now, you want to put that out across your social media. This one, make sure you open up the one so it shows like this. This is what you're going to want to put on your social media. Is that URL. And your Linktree will populate right in your social media.
So you could put that on your Facebook?
Absolutely. And you can promote whatever is coming that week because you can easily edit your Linktree right here under this.
So if I wanted admin. To promote a particular, let's say Wills, for mm-hmm. the month of December as a gift to your family.
Yep.
I could do something for that, put it in a link, and then they would have the rest of my Legal Shield information and ID Shield at home.
Yes. And you can put on there, you know, December promotion, you know, wills and trust or something like that. And you can create a link that says that. It takes them right over to your registration page, right over to your sales funnel. It's however you then, whatever you want them to do. See, so for example, and I'll just show you, if I have my link tree up and I want them, see, the top thing is to get my complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session. Because remember, that's the top of my funnel. And so if they click on that, guess where it takes them? Right over to my Calendly. And it shows these are the days that I still have left in November to schedule a strategy session with me. The 23rd, 24th,
28th. You mean to tell me you have the 24th open? You
better. I do. Yeah, I better change that one. I see that. But the point is that it's right on. It goes right to Calendly and it tells them exactly what they get. You know, a 30-minute Connect strategy session, please call me at the appointed time. And so that's what they get when they click directly on this. If they say, oh, I want to apply for this initiative, they click on that initiative, guess what it does? It takes them right to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative. Make sure your links work. And so now, see, they come right down and they can learn, this is my sales page. This is my landing page of the Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative. See, that's my sales page, my landing page. It's everything's right there. So let's say that they go, oh, I want to join an event. They click on that one. It takes them right to my calendar. There's all of my events. And here's what's going on this week. You see how easy it is? Just make sure you put the right link under the button. They say, oh, let's learn about Kathy. Her website takes them right to the website. They say, let's go to the academy, takes them right to the International Academy. And there is all the free meetups, courses, and masterminds. Now, I'm using as much free stuff as possible. I'm not overpaying hardly anything, okay? Let's say the book project, guess what it does? Takes them right to Amazon to buy the book. See, so you see how important Linktree is. So I use this as my business card. I like it better than some of the electronic business cards. They say, oh, I want to hear a podcast. It takes you right to my podcast. And if they say, oh, I think I want to read her blogs, takes you right to my blogs. Of course, this one's going to take a minute to load because there's I've got a lot of blogs in there now. Now, here's all my blogs. All of these tags are all my blogs. That's how many blogs I have now. But here's Kathy, the point. You need to just start.
So, Kathy, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
I've read some of your blogs. They're just phenomenal. So if I want someone to read one of your blogs, of course, it's going to give you advertisement. Mm-hmm. Can I use that as part of my blog, you know, sharing? I mean, I wouldn't mind sharing anybody's stuff.
I share stuff all the time. Like today, I want Sherry to share about Brandon, and she did, and I'm going to put that in the description, and it's going to go out with, you know, Growing Entrepreneur of his Facebook page, and I'm going to look up that link, and I'm actually going to put the link in the description if anybody is interested. So I am promoting Brandon because the tide rises all ships. Don't hold on too tight. Whatever you let go is going to come back.
I just love that.
Is going to come back. So the tide rises all ships. And here is the Connected Monthly magazine, last one. And I was asked to be a freelance writer to the magazine. And right there it is. And and don't you love this format? And this is called, for any of you that want, you can actually publish your own magazine. It's called issuu.com, and you can create your own magazine, and you click right here and look, is this not the coolest? Look at this magazine. You can just turn the pages. Is that not the coolest thing? And Why Giving is Good for You by Kathy Binner. And there's my two-page article right there.
I want to see that. Put that link in the
Well, chat again, too. Just go to kathybinner.com and it'll be there. Okay. So you see how all of that works. See, and you can just leaf right on through this magazine. And it's all the people that we know wrote articles in this magazine. It's an online magazine. And you too can have your own online magazine. This one is only quarterly. It comes out quarterly.
So if I wanted to publish an article in that magazine, mm-hmm. how would I go about doing that?
You would contact Chris Borja.
Okay.
Chris Borja. Now, I send out a newsletter, an email every Sunday night. Do all you gals get that? Yes. Mm-hmm. It tells what's going on for the week. The link to the magazine is at the bottom of that newsletter. So Estella, did you get a newsletter from me every Sunday night that says, here's what events are coming this week?
Mm-hmm. I got something from you because I was trying to figure out how to get to last week's. I got a gnat flying around hit my head.
If you scroll down to that, yeah, if you scroll down to that, it will show you. And I don't know if, let's see if I can find it. I get so many emails and I'm not sure if I saved it. Yeah. Here's my weekly announcements. Here's what it looks like. It comes out of the International Academy. And so I just say for this, and this comes out every Sunday night. And it just says, from the desk of Kathy Benner, weekly announcements of this week's meetups. And please note, I'm going to send out one announcement email to the beginning of each week. If you receive
multiple,
you may be registered, you know, with several of the meetup groups. And then it's this week and there it is. And then you click the calendar to get to it. And then here's the Happy House Hunters. And then here is tomorrow night is our, the ins and outs of opening a B&B. But then once you get to the bottom, and there's my link tree on there, and there's my calendar of events. But then when you get to the bottom, it's like, here's where you can get the book. And here, Estella, is where you can get the magazine. You can subscribe. You can subscribe to the magazine, or you can go straight to my article. And it's at the very bottom of that weekly newsletter. And I just leave these two things, my book and the magazine, I just leave them on the bottom of my newsletter every week. Okay. And it's just a way to market. Okay. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Ruth had to jump off. So we didn't find out what her podcast platform is, but be thinking about your platform, and it's a whole audience. You saw that with Sherry's and with mine. It's a whole audience you're missing. It's a whole audience that you are missing. So be sure and get something going on a podcast. Debbie's already got hers. All she has to do is upload it to a platform. She's doing hers every month with Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks.
So when you're doing the podcast, like how often are you and Sherry on? I mean, how often do you get on there?
I do a free meetup for each one of my lanes, and I'm simply uploading my free meetup as my podcast.
So, and that's once a week or whatever?
I'm doing eight a month. I have eight lanes, and so I'm doing eight a month. But I'm doing the Zoom call anyway. All I'm doing is I'm taking the audio version of my Zoom call and uploading it into Audioboom. That's all I'm doing. Like I showed you where I did the Friday one, because I hadn't uploaded it yet for Connections Over Coffee. I simply took just that, the audio version only, and uploaded it right into Audioboom.
And what are you doing, Sherry? How often are you doing yours?
Oh, she's talking to somebody. But Debbie,
how about you?
Yeah, hers is once a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, for now. Sorry about
that. Sherry, how often are you uploading it?
So I am also working on getting part of the Educational Podcast Network. And when I was talking to the guy that runs that, he recommended for education podcasts to do it every other week or twice a month. I am uploading on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
And that's to your
transistor. Okay. So that it's also going right onto two websites. Would you guys like to see my updated? Did I show you my updated homepage and my website?
No, but please do. And then we're going to have to wrap it up because I have a 2 o'clock for the Happy House Hunters. But yes,
we are going to be quick. I have to hit the share screen. Okay. Screen 2. Move that out of the way. So we found this crinkly paper that I was able to use, and we have my picture over top of it. And if you look at it on mobile, it's actually 2 different pictures. So it'll go above rather than like get rid of my face, which is what was happening before. So thank you, Michael. And then it's a meet Sherry. Sherry is a speaker. 3 ways to listen to get me to speak. Author, and there's the book. And then as they get the images for the other books, I'm going to put them down there. Podcast. So that link that's in Transistor, that RSS feed. Oh, I am so sorry. Michael has it on the back end linked so that you can have, we have 10 episodes of the podcast that will be able to be seen right here. And then a little bit of a marketing thing to go with it.
Now the difference, and I'm going to jump in and say this, the difference is when you click on my podcast in my website, it takes you over to Audioboom, which automatically gives you all the podcasts. I'm not redoing the links over into my website. My link simply takes you over to the Audioboom.
Where this, all you have to do is hit it and you can listen to it right here. And then I also have a podcast website, which if you click on that, it actually takes you to another website called The Writing Glitch. So I have 2 websites and they're both set up like this. And then I was trying to streamline how people would look at my courses. And so I just went with like the topic and the style of the class. So master classes, self-study, group study, intervention, certification with a testimonial, and then a guarantee down here. So I cleaned it up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot.
And then we got the about page done, and that I used Kathy's idea, but I tweaked it a little bit. So I tell a story.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
At the very end, I talk about my business and I use my story pitch for my business, and then all my awards are down here. So I have other pages to clean up a little bit, but
very nice.
I thought I would share that in case somebody wants to take a look at that. It's just at cherrydotter.com. I did put Growing Entrepreneur in the link there for you. I also put Descript's affiliate link in the chat for you, Kathy.
Thank you.
What else did I put in there while you were talking? I was trying to generate a title for this week's podcast episode. And now did I lose it? I think I lost it. I think. So I put in that title generator.
Title generator?
I put in.
You put that in the thing?
I stuck some keywords in that thing. I put in kinesthetic spelling interventions, and it gave me 25 titles that I could title the podcast.
Did you put that in there for us to use? Generator? Okay.
Free.
Estelle,
yes.
Can I give you a little trick?
Mm-hmm.
What I do when somebody puts a link in the chat, I highlight or I just, click on it. It will give me my normal screen. So the link shows up. So when I'm done with my Zoom call, I can go back and they're already on there. I don't have to retype the address.
Oh, and what I do is just click on the save chat, and then I go in and copy it and post it in the okay. Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate that though.
That's okay.
That's another good way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this has been a great session for everyone. Awesome. Does everybody feel like you got something out of it?
Yes, and Sherry, absolutely.
Thank you for sharing so much, Sherry. I really appreciate you. And again, if Brandon has got the goods, then by all means, check it out. But check out these links. If you're already working, like Debbie already has the material, put it up there on a podcast platform, because it's a whole separate audience that you're not reaching. Mm-hmm. And you can see how widespread, just looking at our analytics, how widespread these podcasts go. So blogging is important. Podcasting is important. Next month, guess what we're going to be talking about? Public speaking. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm ready.
It's all good.
I'm ready.
Okay. Then in January, we're going to start over and we're going to firm up some of our products again. We're going to start talking, it's always in progress. Don't feel like once it's not done and over, it's not done and done. You're going to work on your VPS. And then as you get more clarity, like Sherry's been a whole process here of.
Yeah, she's done awesome.
And it's amazing. And her hard work does not go unnoticed. And it shows that she's been working hard, and it's more and more clarity. And I can see that her website is going to start converting, and she's got people that are tapping into her message, and she's going to start converting, and she's going to wonder, why she didn't do this sooner, because it's all going to fall into place for her.
And I know why I didn't do it sooner. I didn't have enough clarity myself.
Yeah. Well, and it takes clarity. So for all of us, once we start in January, we're going to start with the VPS again. And I know you're thinking, I already did that. But you know what? We now have better clarity on what we want our VPS to say. And then we're going to talk about our story again. Make sure that your story points back to what it is you're trying to sell. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. And then we're going to move on to serving. And this is where you can, all the things that you're going to do for yourself, you can do these for someone else. You can be a guest podcaster. You can be a guest blogger. You can be in the wings as a public speaker. If somebody needs somebody at the last minute, you've already got your story in place. You already have a couple of PowerPoints ready to go. And all you have to do is say yes. Just say yes. And all of a sudden, you're out there marketing your products and services. And so then we're going to tweak all of our offers again. We're going to clean them up. Less is more. We're going to clean them up. Okay.
And I have a book that I've learned how to do a story pitch, which is a little bit different than a VPS. And it really helped give me some clarity.
Good, good, good. Keep that close by when we start on our VPS.
C-Solve scale.
What is it?
C-Solve scale.
S-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see it, solve it,
scale it.
Okay. I love it. All right, guys, I'm going to go, and we will see everyone next month. And we're going to be talking about public speaking, but I'm going to circle back and ask everybody if you have, your podcast platform.
What's it, 2:00?
I have the Happy House Hunters at 2:00.
I think I'm in that.
Let me see. I've got everybody up here. Yes, you are.
I was supposed to go shopping at 2:00. I have to ask Michael. Okay. I know it later.
Because at 2:00, we're just doing it because it's the week of Thanksgiving. We're just doing question and answers today.
Oh, well, then I'm going to go get the essentials. Like, we need milk and eggs.
Yeah. We're not picking. Yeah. We don't have a particular topic. We're just troubleshooting anybody's problems that they have going on over the holidays.
Yeah, all right. Are we doing the mastermind next Monday after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. I like that one.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
What did you ask? What did you ask, Debbie? Which one did she ask if you were doing?
She wanted to know about next Monday. Next Monday is the 28th, and it's how to create your own mastermind. Masterclass, that sort of thing.
I think I want to put that on my schedule. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in it? You need to be there.
Yeah. And Debbie's going to actually be facilitating our free version of that starting in January.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
okay. And that's on the 28th. Okay.
That's the 28th at noon. Okay. And again, just go to kathybinner.com and scroll down to get the link.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving, ladies.
Yes. Thank you. See you later.
Love you all. Okay. Bye.
Bye.